Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for a thrilling, exciting installment of guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. Or to my friend Xander Dames of the Xander Effect, that is Flan. I'm sorry. I'm looking super white today, pasty. I don't know if you can see this in the video. It's extra. I don't know if that's too much sun coming at me. I have too much powdery makeup. I'm just kidding. I look like a Victorian bitch from the 1800s. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we are here during week whatever the fuck it is in COVID-19 world. I don't know
lost track.
Yeah, I lost track. I don't know how many weeks we. I'm still working both my jobs, so it really doesn't matter. I haven't noticed a damn thing. My hours got cut at McDonald's. That's about it. Anyway, can't do radio show like I want to in the studio. However, but thanks to LA Talk Radio, we're still able to do it at all.
Right.
So, and Rosner, we appreciate you and everything you do. And Sam Hassan, we love you guys. Thank you.
Good work.
Keep up everything you're doing. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this from home. Even if we can't be in the studio, thank you to you, to everybody there.
Technology.
Amen. We appreciate you.
Okay.
We are here today with our guest, though, the amazing award-winning author. She's written many books. She's even gone into the world of children's books. Sasha B. George. Woo!
What is Hi, everybody.
B stand for badass, because that's what I think the B should stand for. Badass.
Badass.
Yeah. Sasha Badass George. That's your name.
Right. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing pretty good. On a long journey, that's for sure. And still surviving.
Awesome. We're very happy of that. Very happy. I'm nice to see you stuck with the red.
Right.
Yeah, it goes with my House of Blood theme, my vampire.
It does. No, it does. And I agree, especially with all your, you know, vampire novels and all, you know, all the stuff that you have going on that you write in that world. Fairies and demons and, you know, vampires and all that stuff. It goes, yeah, I agree. It goes with that. You got the black undertones with the red. So that's perfect. That's what I was trying to accomplish, but horrifically failed at.
You know,
being a blonde, really, which is what I know best.
it's red is a very hard color to wear, so it's understandable. And I was really afraid I was either going to go black or red, but red seems to be my color.
Yeah, I wore black, but everybody said that I look too washed out. I'm too pasty, I guess. I don't fucking know. So I just said, yeah, okay, never mind. It looked good. It's just it made me look like a vampire herself. So, I mean, I just didn't know if I wanted to stay with that theme or not.
Right.
You know, and, you know, here living in the land of milk and honey, or whatever the fuck they call it, L.A.
Wherever
they call it out here, you know. I think this should be
the city. It's been an incredible journey since I last talked to you. It was last year for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, when you had you on the air the last time, yeah.
Yeah. Since then, I went through my divorce period.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So, and we were so sorry to hear that you had to go through all that, you know.
But, you know, it's...
I'm sorry, I didn't say
No, he's actually, you know, sometimes people are out of love, and it's totally understandable. You know, you can't make somebody love you. And, you know, I wish him on his journey. He's a great person. We're good friends now.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And we're great supportive with the children.
Nice.
I went through a self-denial, like, why wasn't I good enough phase? So okay. I started writing a book called Emotionally Compromised. That goes through the therapy of photography. And so that's coming out. And just losing the weight, trying to figure out who I am as a person.
Right.
And I have another one, which you like, which is Why Vampires, the Sasha George memoir of Why House of Blood Vampire book.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. That's
good stuff.
And then I just released Lost and Found, which is a book based on a woman with amnesia. And she's taken as a doppelganger for somebody else's wife that passed away. So that's an interesting book. Very suspenseful.
Sounds interesting.
Psychological.
I want to read that one.
Right?
Can I get it on Amazon?
Actually, I'm working with somebody who's helping me do most of my books and transferring it to audio.
Oh, sweet. So you have it on like, what's that audio one that everybody listens to? Kindle? Not Kindle. What's the other one? Audio?
Yeah, it goes through all, it's through.
Audible. I'm thinking Audible. That's what I'm thinking. Audible. Yeah, yeah.
Audible.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that, and you know, when you go through a divorce and you have children, there's a lot of changes. And so I already have children's book. I have 11 children's book, one that focuses on autism in a perspective. I have educational children's books, and I have just self awareness books for children to feel better no matter how they feel. It's just
that's awesome.
Don't wish you somebody else. So one that really struck me is before Valentine's Day, there was a project my daughter had to do, and it was very struggle because it was supposed to include parents, and I think some teachers forget that some parents are separated.
Divorced or separated.
The project was to share with your parents, you know, this together. And me and my ex-husband, we want to share, but it's like hard for the child to choose who to give it to. Right. So for Valentine's Day, I wrote the Elizabeth Valentine's Challenge, and it's about a child, you know, Elizabeth, my daughter, who tries to figure out how to give a Valentine's to two parents. So the book describes her going through that thought process and then cutting the heart paper into three and teaching the parents that no matter the separated house, if you bring the hearts together, we're still whole. And it's a very moral story.
Could that work for, how old is your daughter?
She is 7 years old.
So okay. Could that work on for older children?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. My daughter's about to turn 17, and she's a product of, unfortunately, of divorce.
Yeah.
Her father and I got divorced when she was a kid, when she was only like, you know, like 2 years old. So like, you know, it wouldn't have affected her like your kid would have been affected.
Right.
In the sense of, you know what I mean? In the sense of that. Because your kid was older when it happened, you know?
Right.
But she lived with me the first 13 years and has now lived with her father for the last 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So she still has to experience that household separation of one and then the other. So
right.
That's why I was wondering, could it pertain to like
it
an old...
It can pertain to that as well.
Okay.
I think even all adults love children books. I still buy toys at Toys, well, when Toys R Us was available. You know what I mean?
I do too, so yeah.
Yeah.
We like kids stuff. I know
yeah,
the husband
and outside of that, I've been working on the House of Blood documentary.
Okay, nice.
Yes.
Like a video thing? Like, is it like a video?
It's free on Amazon.
Okay.
So Amazon Prime, so you can purchase it through that. I've been working with one of my friends, Paris Tompkins. He is doing the theme song for it. So he is
nice. An epic,
amazing person that will write the score for that particular show.
That's amazing.
It is.
You said he's worked on like a lot of projects in the past.
Yes. Yeah. So for him to accept this is just very, I'm humbled. And you know that a lot of other artists like Billy Stevens worked with Torn Asunder, and that was an amazing song.
And Billy Stevens is amazing. We love you, Billy.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? That's part of my rock family. That mother, he's awesome. He's a great person.
Right. And
very talented.
And I've been doing painting. So this is my mural.
I see that. Oh. Very nice.
Yes. A lot of people have been buying my acrylic paintings, and I'm very honored with that.
JJ wants to know, how long has it been? How long did it take you to do that piece behind?
It took me 2 weeks, because it's a huge mural.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
I've always been a person for acrylic. My mom and my father, my great grandfather, they've always been really a phenomenal artist painters. So I do the traditional art because I do the digital artwork, which is really great.
Right.
But to feel like you're actually soulfully putting into the artwork is exciting.
I want a piece of your artwork. Yeah. Someday I want a piece of your artwork, and I want to put it with, in one of those lighted boxes. You know how they light it up, like digital art, like that, that kind of thing. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. It's been that. I've also been working on two new children's books. One is a comic book. It's called Chronicles of the Star Traveler.
Ooh.
I have my first sci-fi coming out, which is called Hidden Matters. That's really great. And but aside from my work, I've been expanding outside of the traditional self-healing children novels. I'm now collaborating in a bigger field.
Ooh.
And I'm quite honored to share this with you. I've been working with Dilly with her books, obviously. Yes. Her children's books, her illustrations
for her, right?
Yes, I have one more illustrated book that's coming out for her. Doodle Dog Says. I hope, don't kill me, Dilly, if I botch that title. but I did illustrated her two other children's books, and it was great projects. But this is my last one for now with her. Aside from that, I was reached out by Dot Connector Agency, who have given me two clients, and one of them is Oscar Grammy nominated producer, arranger, composer Ronnie King, which is to write his biography.
Nice. And Ronnie King
is an amazing producer who has done things with Tupac, Offspring, Mariah Carey, and so many amounted creative things. So to be given the honor to work on divulging into his life, these projects, these thought process is just,
congratulations.
I thought I was happy with myself, but he's like Ronnie King.
I may not know him. I only know Stephen King. I'm sorry.
No,
it's okay. Sounds amazing.
Now you'll know Ronnie King.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it really is. And hopefully we'll get to work with you.
That'd be great. He sounds amazing and very accomplished.
He's very accomplished. Mm. He just recently worked with Kristen Lee. They did I'll have to send you the link. It's a Peace, Love, and Happiness. And it's just great vocalization. He did great producing it. And actually had it on my talk show, the Insomnia Hour talk show. So nice. But then the other person I'm writing a biography, memoirs with is Joe Waller, who is also an accomplished musician through Dot Connector Agency. And he's also legendary with a skateboarder through Vans. I want to say that right. Vans or Vons?
Vans. Vans, yeah.
We
worked with the Vans Warp Tour.
Oh, that was okay.
That was the company that sponsored that particular festival, music festivals that were going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just doing a lot of things. And the only thing I really want to tap in is being a lyricist writer. I really want to ship my song to people to sing.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully somebody will buy that.
Right.
But I've been doing good. I can't complain, especially with the COVID. You know, I just celebrated my birthday. And so that was an interesting birthday.
Happy birthday again.
Aw, thank you. Can you believe it? 47. 47. No. I don't look it.
You're the same age as me? What the hell? I thought you were younger than me. I thought you were younger.
I'm 23.
Yeah, you're like, what, 3 months younger than me. So, yeah, I guess you're technically younger.
Okay. So, I mean, that's pretty the road, really. It's just working with Anxious Annie, which you know.
Oh, yeah. We had them on our concert at Malone's. That was a great show.
Yes, been doing great their show. Website, working awesome. On Riot and Gregory Boyce. I'm doing their lyric videos.
Nice. Very nice. Riot. Hell yeah, Riot.
Right. And then I just finished doing Cardiac Kids logo. Yeah.
Okay, I know who that is. All right.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, they're a punk band. And,
yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Just very busy.
You're doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
Jeez, yeah.
So you know, I hope someday. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I just remember being in college. The teachers would always tell me, "Slow down, slow down." I'm like, "I can't. I must do it all."
Jesus Christ! I thought I was an overachiever. Lord, you make me look like nothing. A novice. A basic. I'm a basic bitch, and it's all your fault.
Kisses.
Just kidding. I gotta work two day jobs. The bills gotta get fucking paid. Unfortunately, I'm not a successful writer like you. I hope to be someday, but
it's a lot of work.
I need help.
It's really hard. It's like you know, people go, "How do you do this? How do you write 4 books at a time?"
Exactly. Like, I can watch 4 television shows at a time, but God damn it, watch. Now, everybody always asks me, how do you keep up on like 6 fucking 8 storylines? You watching all these shows at the same time? How the fuck keep up on a blood disorder of your own? You know, with all these things, and you're making logos, you're writing fucking, you're doing videos, you're doing, writing books, you're, she got her own vlog, she's got like, man, she's got podcasts, she got, this woman, Jesus Christ, my head hurts. I got my head hurt from all the shit I do. I can't even imagine, goddamn. Hey, I just became a representative through my sister, Heidi Coleman, for Scentsy. You want to buy some Scentsy products, hit me up.
Right? No, I just think it's really micromanaging. You know,
that's what I need help with. That's one of my biggest problems I need help with.
Mm-hmm.
Is number 1, energy levels.
Right.
And number 2, time management. I need better time management skills.
You know,
that is one thing I really need to work on.
You know, and it's the same thing with, you know, obviously, you know that I was 310 pounds and I've lost weight, and that was...
How did you lose it and keep it off? This is my problem I'm running into, is I keep losing weight. I'll get down to like, you know, I went from like 300, right? About 300, went down to like, finally got myself down to like 260. Then I managed to get myself down to 240. Now I'm back up to fucking 265. I am pissed off. I need to stop this. It's like insanity.
Well, you know what you did. It was really life threatening, and I feel that just like writing a book or losing weight, there's no real way of doing it. Only that you want to do it. It's a psychological thing. Like for me, I know I have to, or I will die.
That's true. But you have all the health conditions. I know.
Yeah, for me, my books, I write as much as I do because I mentally know that I have clotting issues, that I need to do what I need to do before something happens. You know, and with my son who is autism, he will never be able to function. So I want to make sure that he is taken care of if something does happen to me.
I got you, like financially and everything. Yeah, I got you.
It's like, you know, he elopes and he can't take care of himself. And I'm afraid that, you know, you get those drives. And, you know, if you feel that you want to, you will make time to do it. It's just willpower, you know, and people always contact me. Like I have literally every day, Jenny, how can I write my books? How can I do artwork? How can I do videos? And I tell people, if you want it, Google is the best thing.
Right. No, it is, right.
Writing a book is not just finding a publisher. You want to work with a publisher that is for you. Because some publishers will only allow you 25 pictures. Others will be like, you only get two. And it's like buying a car. Go out there and search. And
I always want to know about like self-publishing. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends. I mean, again, I can't answer. It depends on you as the person.
Okay. I got you.
You have to really, because maybe you, the person, don't want paperback. Maybe you want just a hardcover. Most independent publishings only do paperback. So you might want to go through an actual where you have to pay the author house to do that extra mile.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's just, that's why you have to research and you have to go on to the Better Business Bureau to make sure that those people are high standard for your books. Just like musicians, you know, they have to find the right studio that will feel their music. You can't just hand music over to somebody and just be another number. You want them to feel, to understand, you know, what you want.
Sorry, I just got slapped in the face by curtains.
Okay.
I'm sitting there, my fucking curtains flew out, slapped me in the...
I'm
trying to listen to this intellectual conversation here that we're having. I get smacked in the face. I'm like,
it's definitely a journey. And that's why, you know, and I even tell people, even if you go to the great, like, Stephen King, J.K. Rowling and all them, they always put up on their website, I can't help you. Because if you do that extra step, then that becomes your product.
You know? Oh, yeah, no, that's true. I got you. I
even
thought about hiring a ghostwriter. It's dead.
Yeah, ghostwriters are great. They do very well, you know.
I thought about it, you know what I mean? Because, like, I know what I want to write and I know what I want to write about. And I started writing it. But I don't know where the hell it went. Like, it got lost. We've moved a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? So since I started writing all this, and so it's gotten lost somewhere in the move somewhere. One of our boxes, our bags, some shit somewhere. I don't know. That's why I can't wait to get our own house and be stable with our own thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, the best way is, Jen, is to buy a notebook and just jot notes down. Or if you don't like writing and you're more of a typer, then use a recorder. Like if I'm walking and I think of something, I just put it in the recorder and save it for later. And I literally
see that's where I yeah.
Yeah. See, that's most people, yeah, when they want to write, they want to sit in front of it and they're like, once upon a time, and they go through that thought process. I'm like, don't do right. that because you're going to stress yourself out. Yeah. Literally write a timeline okay. that's, you know, 10 points, you know?
Okay.
This is my world. And, you know, this is what I want to reach in chapter one. This is what I want to reach.
Kind of like what I did in school. Kind of like yeah. When we did in school, when we went to write a speech or something.
Right.
You make out, so or, you know what I mean? You write out.
After you do that whole 10 point, you go, have you, if you've never played Dungeons and Dragons, and I did
when I played that too. I played it too much as a teenager.
Okay,
even on
so
the
you
Commodore 64.
So then you write character sheets.
I'm
so
a that, nerd. Yeah.
And you compile this all on the side. So when you're writing, you're like, was Savannah red or head or was she blue hair? And then you can go back to your character sheets and pull it up and you're like, oh yeah, okay, yeah.
See, this is the kind of stuff I needed to be asking you all along, God damn it, because this would have really fucking helped me in the beginning when I started doing this shit when I met you years ago.
God right? damn.
I'm like, fuck, why haven't I been asking people questions?
Yeah.
And
people I say is, if you can do just that basic default paperwork.
Okay.
Put it on the side. Okay. If you're working, doing dishes and you're like, oh, I want Savannah to be running somewhere in next chapter. Write a little paragraph and put it on the side and later add it in.
Okay.
You know, just, you don't have to write so much a day. Like for me, okay. I do 4 books. So each book gets 4 hours in the day.
Okay.
So I do 4 hours because okay. sometimes I want to be in a sci-fi mood. The next okay. 4 hours, I feel very motherly. So I'm going to do my children's books. The next okay. 4 hours, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be vampire because, you know, it's late in the evening and I feel really pissed off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you build that.
Time. That seems like a good time management system.
It is.
I like how you do that. I need to start. That sounds like something I could do. And yeah, that sounds achievable.
Yeah. And like, you know, and I'm not saying everybody's going to be able to do 4 books in a day. I mean, because
obviously not.
You have to do. You know what I mean? So if you do 4 hours, one book during the day, do your in between, like your shopping, your house cleaning, blah, 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 until right. the evening, then do 2 hours in the evening. At least you put time in for it.
Right.
An hour, 2 hours, however is manageable for you. And then you can start acquiring. But the process is not the time. It's
okay.
that you creatively stick it together. And that's
okay.
a whole other, for me, I've been role playing and writing since I was like young. So I've had that exercise and the best.
I wish I had started younger. I wish I had started a lot of the things that I do now at a younger age.
Right.
These are like regrets you have as an older person. Like I wish I had done then.
I love Stephen King's exercise. And he says,
love him in general.
Yeah, he does. Stephen King does these exercises that are phenomenal, and I do them too.
Okay.
And you just sit at the computer and you think of a topic like black. You're like, tonight I'm going to use the black tablecloth in order to enhance the white tables so that my guests can come there. And that's it. It's a form, just a paragraph exercise to help you creatively describe that specific thing.
So, okay, I got you.
So
I love
that
him,
every
too.
Day, just pick uh-huh. a word. Like I have a Tupperware and I choose a word a day and I type it for that paragraph, just a paragraph, just to exercise the brain of description.
Okay. All right, just to enhance your description abilities. I got you. I like that.
Right. It's kind of like extemporaneous speaking. Did you ever do that when you were in high school? No? Yeah, the teacher gives you a topic, like, you know, a shoe, and you have to give a 5-minute speech about a shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We did that in college, too, for my public speaking class.
Yes.
I had to learn how to write about anything and be able to talk about it in front of the class. So they give us a specific topic or whatever it was, and we'd have to write what we knew about it or whatever. Yeah, I always thought that was really interesting. They made us do in writing class, English class, they always made us do the different types of writing.
Yeah.
Even in college, when I took my writing, my English classes, they would have us do different types of writing about different things. I thought it was interesting.
It's amazing how you train your mind to do something of that nature.
I was always a good writer, too, is what pisses me off that I didn't get into it more like I should have, because I used to write books. I wrote a children's book when I was in high school. For a Spanish class, like you had to do it for first graders.
No Española.
No, but it was interesting that I got to write a children's book in another language.
That is amazing.
So I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. And I should have done that in like an English way, because I should have done it in English too. I should have done another version of it, because it was actually a really good story. Yeah.
You can't blame yourself, Jenny.
No, I just wish I'd had more self-esteem.
Interrupts thought process. Even me being established as I am, my divorce literally locked my brain. And and it wasn't a writer's block. I just had too many intrusive, like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this? And it was
totally interrupting. Understand.
Yeah.
It's okay, Sasha. It's okay. Husband number three is good. It's all right. Number one is just to break the eggs.
It's
just a practice course. Yes. Number one is just a practice course. Number two, I don't know. Number three is the best one.
I decided that I'm going to never
disparage divorce, because it can lead you to better things.
I have decided that I didn't
focus on. I'm sorry. In your world right now, no, I'm just saying. When I was going through that, and the last time before him, I was in a relationship for like five years, right? He helped me raise my kids. We didn't get married, but we were engaged. And we broke up, and it shattered my life, and it shattered my children's lives. So I know what you're going through, even if we weren't married. I was single for 5.5 years after that, son of a bitch. So I'm just telling you, take time to do you. You don't want to rush right into something.
I've gained lessons in life, too, where I can utilize it for my creativity.
Exactly.
Therapeutically. I think that's where my mindset is, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for all the opportunity of meeting all these really other creative collaborators that want to work with me, and I feel very honored that they respect my work and my personality to further that.
Because you're amazing. Who cares? You got divorced, and it's sad, and it sucks, and you went through a hard time. But now you take that hard time, you take what you learned from that, you take everything and you put it into everything that you're doing creatively.
I think,
you know what I mean? Look how many great opportunities you're getting just because you went through something hard. Now you're getting awesome stuff coming to you because you went through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now good things are coming to you. You're being showered with what you deserve. Because of what you went through.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a journey. And, I'm just trying to show my children that they're, no matter the hardship has been, you know, I am more of my experience wasn't a bad one where I'm filled with anger or hate. It's more of okay, how can we compromise? How can we build our children up to make them feel comfortable that when they get married, they won't feel that insecurity? And that's truthful.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. So, of course. You got to be parents. You got to be co-parents. You got to parent together.
Yeah.
My daughter's father and I do that. We co-parent our child, and we get along, and we're friends, and we You know what I mean? We don't fight in front of with each other in front of her. We don't do any of that extra nonsense. It's about being good parents to your child and letting them know that you're there for them. It's not about, you know, saying bad things about each other. None of that nonsense. Yeah. It's about you got to be an adult.
Exactly. There's a sense of child. So with all that, you know, like I said, I'm very blessed for this year. It was hard, but it's going up and I'm meeting some great networking people. And, you know, definitely I love that you bring me on your show. And
Our pleasure, always. You're an awesome person, an amazing guest.
Thank you.
And we love you because you're family.
Thank you. Guys are so awesome.
You know, if I ever leave him, you know, we'll be together.
Oh.
It's okay.
Poor James. He's like, aw.
That's okay. I would never leave him.
That's a new country song. My wife don't left me for another woman.
He's going to be a country singer. Right. Like Darius. What's his name?
Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker. Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, literally all I have for you is just so many books are coming out. Good collaboration. A documentary and lots of artwork. And,
hell yeah. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, and David Pinkle, who did that House of Blood box that you have.
It's amazing. I love that box.
He asked me to work on other House of Blood items. So that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be marketing that box like everywhere. So do you have like a link you can send me for that box? Yes. You selling it? Because I want to market that box. That box is badass. I mean, to go along as a collection with the books, of course.
Right. David Pinkle is such an amazing artist himself.
He really is. Send me a link for him too. I'll share his stuff also. He's badass.
The thing is, he never read the books. He never read the books. All I did is give him an idea. And he nailed it. He nailed it. And I was like, wow. It's amazing. Yeah. So it's nice to work with people who understand your vision without even, you know, reading the product.
Well, you write one of my favorite genres, vampires. Yeah. Yeah. Goth, vampires, blood, all that stuff. That's my favorite thing in the whole world. My favorite television show, Supernatural.
Yeah.
The
House of Blood books is based on the immortality and the fight I have with my own genetic blood condition.
Right, because you have a blood disorder and, you know, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Everybody, you need to get this box.
Mm-hmm.
This box is fucking badass. I would open it, but it has all my weed supplies in it. I carry it with me everywhere, even to concerts.
Yeah,
I'm not joking when I say that. I have it with me everywhere. I take it to concerts. I take it to the radio show.
Yeah,
I take this thing everywhere I go. It's got a magnetic. It's got a magnetic box. It's like It's magnetic and it closes. And ow. I'm gonna bite his fingers with it. But see, you have to buy this. It's badass.
Yeah, I will definitely drop the links after the show and have it all.
Any other links you want to share with me, you know, for your books, for your website, anything. Speaking of that, where can people find you, Sasha George, for your artwork and for like on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of your stuff, your site, all that stuff?
Well, obviously they can type in Google, Sasha George. I'm everywhere.
You are.
But my actual webpage is sashageorge.com, and that's being constructed with everything in my world, my movies, my books, my artwork, everybody that I work with collaboratively, products, you'll be able to see that here. I mean, it's open now, but you'll see a big thing under construction. So
ours is too.
other than that, you know, if you need me to contact me, go to sasha@sashageorge.com or, you know, anything you need to talk, type, ask, you know. Currently, I'm not opening up to any more collaborations due to the fact that my schedule is very heavy right now with other things that I'm doing.
You got a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. And so this will probably carry off until 2001, you know, or 2021. And yeah. So I'm busy until then, but, you know, I'm still open for logos if you need band logos, whatever. Artwork for office, home, whatever.
Nice.
Both digital or acrylic. Yeah.
So if I have anybody who needs that kind of stuff, I can forward them to you.
Exactly. Sweet.
I had somebody come up online and they said, does anybody know anybody who could illustrate a book, or like a children's book or something?
Yeah.
And I suggested you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, yeah, you do that
right already. My timeline with illustrations is like I just hit Dilly's. This is her time frame, so mm-hmm. any book illustration will have to wait until at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think they ended up getting somebody else that they knew or something. But anytime I see anything like that anywhere, I always suggest you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I know you already work in that world. You know what I mean? You already.
Yeah, I'm a high demand artist. It's so. Yeah,
that's a good thing.
It is.
That's a good thing. You know.
Yeah,
that's a great, great thing. You should be very proud of all the things that you have accomplished.
Yes.
We're very proud of you, by the way, for everything that you do.
I'm sorry we couldn't go into the studio today.
I know. It is what it is. Nobody can be at the studio right now except for our wonderful sound guy, Ronan Rosner. Woo! I don't even know if he's out. He might be at home. He might be at home running. I don't care.
At least you get to see my home, and that's pretty much like it.
Very nice, yes. You get to see, well, wall in our living room.
This it's is actually home. My desk.
And a lesbian. In the back.
Yeah, she's a black lesbian.
Yeah. It's silent giggles.
she's a wallflower decorative. Very.
Yes, yes. She's the wall decoration. She stands so still. Oh, there she goes.
But didn't
Dylan again?
Yeah, we suggested she hold signs up and says.
Yes, we're working on getting those constructed as you suggested.
Thank you.
We are working on that project as we speak, because especially being at home, it would be even funnier.
Yes.
All of a sudden, she's standing up between us and she puts up a sign that says something crazy. Yeah.
Like, now, round one.
we came up with some really good ones. See, round one. That's funny, too. We've been coming up with some good ones.
Right. Well, that's all I really have for you, unless you have other questions.
Any questions for her? We got four minutes.
4 minutes. Where do you get your inspirations from to do your?
A lot of it is watching History Channel documentaries. I find that history has a lot to illuminate. Like the House of Blood was obviously based from myself, and kid you not, Ancient Aliens.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know if you were going to go with a Vlad the Impaler context, or are you talking aliens?
No, because I wanted it very psychological, doorways, and there was a thing on Ancient Aliens that talked about various doorways that and how our history pertains that aliens and the biblical aspect is alien. So it's there's a lot of theorist aspects, and I find it very amusing to find inspiration through that. A lot of my photography modeling I do is very themed, how I feel emotionally. And if I don't have a creative idea, I go to my think box, which I pull out an idea. So many different ways.
Come on, idea. I like that.
Oh, That's nice. I see you're very, very creative. I wish I had the creative abilities as you. I mean, it's like, oh my God. You know, and then she, you know, she's giving us a class, a lesson today.
I like it.
About how to write.
I'm happy.
Go get your teaching credentials.
Woo!
No, right. I don't.
Public professor.
Ooh, you can get paid for public speaking.
Yes, I would like to do
one of those classes. I'm trying to do that myself. That's another thing we should get into. I'm working on voiceover work too now. I'm doing intros. I'm doing some intros and outros for a buddy of mine who has a radio station in Maine, and he's got his own radio show now. I'm very proud. Jason Hill.
All right, Jason.
Hell yeah, Jason Hill.
Yeah. WXME. In Maine.
Yeah. Yeah, so other than that, just, you know, I'm real, thank you guys for allowing me to open up and my journey, and and you know, for anybody else listening, you know, just try to breathe, and if you really want it, just write it all down. If it's too much for you to do it, just writing it down, a topic, an idea, a color, crayon it, whatever you feel, it will come to you. My mom used to just take things and throw it up in the air, and if it landed in a specific way, that was going to be the creative idea. So it's
interesting.
Yeah, it's just how you represent it. If you can't do it the traditional way, do it in an inspirational way, and it'll come together.
Okay.
Hmm.
There you go.
By the end of the year, I hope to have a book out. I'm going to put Sasha George in the credits and say, this is who inspired me to write this book.
Right.
Aww.
Dedicate. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. That's the word.
Dedicate. Yeah.
I'm going to dedicate it to Sasha George. There we go.
You don't defecate. What?
I said dedicate. I said dedicate. Not
defecate.
No, not defecate. I said dedicate. We're not in the studio now, motherfucker. I can hit you because you ain't across the table when you say something dumb. I said dedicate. Anyway, that's the problem with sitting right next to me.
I understand.
I get my words mixed up.
Hey, this has been Jenny and the Muse and Silent Giggles along with our amazing guest. That scared me. Sasha B. George. That's Sasha Badass George.
Badass
for you. Out there. We want to thank LA Talk Radio for having us on. We want to thank all of our bars that we hope will be able to open back up soon so we can continue doing our concerts.
UVG, five stars.
1 second. Hold on. We got to go in order here. We're going to say hi to Greg Beer from the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California.
Hi, Greg.
Shout out to our buddy Nick Foco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Todays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood,
what up, Nick?
California. As well as Petey Petrillo from Petey's Place.
Petey
Petrillo. I got to say it right. Petrillo. There we go. From Petey's Place in Tarzana, California. And the amazing Marco Cordova from Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. We shout out to all of you, and we hope that you're all doing well that all your staff is okay and that you're going to be able to open back up after this pandemic is over so we can continue to keep rocking out our guests.
Yes.
And to continue, you know, being able to do this radio show and to do everything that we do. Thank you to everybody that we work with. Shout out to Dilly Briggs.
Hi.
The Dilly News on Chaotic Radio. I shout out other people's radio shows. The Xander Effect, Xander Dames, go check it out. He's on iHeartRadio, I believe, and some other places, but go check it out. The Xander Effect, that's X-A-N-D-E-R, and then E-F-F-E-C-T. Go check him out. He's on Facebook and other places. And go check out everything that Sasha George does. Nice. Sasha George art and everything else that she does.
Books, documentaries.
We'll be back next week with our guests, Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
All right.
And Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten. And the Freaks. And the Freak Show. And everybody else that we deal with in that world. As you all know, I also am a band and artist management person. I manage many bands and artists all across the world, actually. Shout out to our buddies from Cleaver and Santiago, Chile. We can't wait to come back to the U.S. and work with us again. Shout out to all of our bands that we manage, Potty Mouth, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Black Sabbatha, Aussie Train, and many others, too many to remember. Jane's Addicted. We love our Jane's Addicted. And many other bands that we love and deal with. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. And, of course, Warrior Dave. We love you, mofo. And Felix the Cat. What's up? All right. Till next week. Everybody say
thank you.
Bye. Jenny and the Mutes. See you later.
Gotta go.
Peace out.
Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.